Joining us in studio now, as promised, is un amigo, Bump Blomberg.
Howdy, Radio Land.
And as I was saying earlier, this could get difficult. We're talking Bob, Buck, and Bump.
Major alliteration,
man,
this evening.
Man,
yes.
This could be tough. But we were also talking about how, and it happens a lot up here. Various artists not only play by themselves, perform by themselves, but they also team up, and not always with the same people. Frequently, there's a mix and match thing going on here. So you have played with a couple of fellows and have been tres amigos. You've played with one other fellow and been, actually a couple of other fellows, but right. Only playing with them, and been dos amigos.
We're starting to change our name every summer just to keep them guessing. I know it's career suicide, Bob.
No,
but,
not up here.
You know,
not up here, because
not?
You know there is a proliferation of groups, and as I said, people. Okay, you know, you and Cerniak and somebody doing Tres Amigos, but then you could be over here with so and so doing this. So then that comes up with another name. Nobody ever.
Yes.
There's just five of you doing this, but there's just a lot of names.
Spread ourselves thin that way. Yes, keep them guessing.
At any rate, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Nice to see you.
Thank
nice
you.
To have you on. We were just talking off the air last Saturday. Of course, we were just the second day into our on-air membership drive, and as part of that, we've tried to the last couple of drives do a thing where we have musicians come in, not only perhaps perform, but more talk about the music that they like and the influences. You were one of them, along with
Joe Pollack
and Pete Cavanaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Really a fun afternoon.
It was amazing. Like I was mentioning to you, I Jay Anderson interviewed me. I've known Jay for years, of course, but I had never had anyone spend an hour and a half and ask me what makes me tick musically.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just
now,
really,
your wife
really
has
neat.
Done that, not musically.
Yeah,
well, what makes you tick?
Yeah, exactly. There you are.
And it's been a lot longer than
yes,
an hour and a half.
Yeah.
No, I think it is a fun thing, and I think you know the musicians that come in really enjoy it. I know I got an opportunity to sit in with Tracy Benson with Pete Cavanaugh, and really enjoyed it. I mean, it's just fun to hear what kinds of things that as musicians you went through in your youth and still going through it. I find that very, very fascinating.
Because I don't do any Elvis tunes or Beach Boys tunes, but I cited them as some influences when I was on air last. Yeah,
well,
fun.
And it seems to me that for a lot of people and a lot of the musicians up here are not widely separated in age. So, you know, you grow up listening to something. It's hard. I would think it would hard not to have those as influences, whether you do that exact music or not.
Yeah. Well, the Beatles are a gimme, of course.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just put it down for everybody.
Yeah.
You've been up here now for a while. You've been performing for a long time.
Yes.
I mean, you've been doing this up here for a long time.
I play the music to marry 'em and bury 'em by, Bob. Huh?
Do you ever get tired of it? Do you ever think, geez, I'm tired of doing this?
Like I mentioned to Jay, that space on stage is hallowed ground. You know, I'm really honored that people, even a few people, would show up and see me. Locals, tourists, whatever. It's really a great experience. And not a lot of people have a hobby that they can do that's really fulfilling. I make a couple bucks doing it and really enjoy it. And I've gone in the last 20, well, since I was 19, 24, 3 years now, 4 years. A few times not playing too much, and I get a little owly.
Yeah.
You know, it's and it's not so much being on stage and having people clap. It's just something I need to. I really enjoy it.
And it's probably not the same to sit in your basement, and do it as it is to, like you say, in that hallowed ground, that sacred ground,
that interaction.
You, as I mentioned before, you perform with other artists, a couple of different people. You sit in with other groups. You perform alone. What's the dramatic difference in performing alone as to, I mean, other than, of course, you got other people playing too that you kind of have to be somewhat in sync with. But
especially when I play with by myself, there's no band meetings except for the committee in my head on the way to the gig. But in July here, I'm playing with my old band, the Goonie Birds. I'm going out of the cities next weekend. I've played with Gillis. I've played with Adam and of course, Cerniak and a whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
Played with Bill Hansen and Frosty and Jessa and Jean. So I got my fingers in a whole bunch of different little pies.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun that way.
And do you, what's different for you, I guess, in terms of that space on stage when you're by yourself?
When the more people you add to the mix, you have to really open your ears and you have to play less.
Ah,
I have to fill more space when I'm playing solo.
Yeah,
and you just the economy when you're playing with other players, because you may not have to hold down a bass line because the left hand of the piano player is doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't have to sing as much when Adam's hitting harmonies behind me.
Sure.
And so I approach it differently. And then on the case of the Goonie Birds, I'm playing electric guitar, which is a whole different bag as well. I mostly play acoustic.
Yeah.
Well, I play differently. Play more percussively when I'm in a duo or trio situation. So I'm always playing a mandolin chop or the snare part in a lot of cases, kind of holding down that rhythm where I'll do more arpeggiation or cross picking, I guess, on the solo things.
Arpeggiation.
Yeah, you know, fancy.
Like,
huh?
Can you spell it?
Never had no formal learning. So I approach the gig differently and the songs differently, and I have a different book of tunes for every little conglomeration that I'm playing with, you know.
Well, you're here alone with guitar, so let's hear something.
Well, I'll do a few things that I'm playing Saturday, tomorrow night, solo acoustic at Papa Charlie's. Tonight I am Dos Amigos with Senior Jeff Cerniak and at the tavern, and then Sunday, this is a shameless plug, by the way, and Sunday out at the Music by the Lake at Devil Track Landing with Jeff again.
There you go.
But do this Faces song called Ooh La La.
Stronger, wish that I
Bump Blomberg here on the Roadhouse. Very nice. You know, in having heard you play again, both with others and by yourself, you're all over the place in terms of the types of stuff that you do. I would think that it would be very difficult for you or anybody else to say, well, this is the kind of music Bump does.
I was asked that today.
What's the genre, right?
It's
Can we
a
do
tough
away with
one.
That word once and for all?
It's not heavy metal, and it's not a lot of things, but it is a lot of things mm-hmm. as well. And you know, we essentially it's folk music, and somewhat sometimes popular folk music, and we have a jazz sensibility because we have some chord substitutions, but it's not jazz, and it's not blues, and it's not country. And
it's not folk.
It's a big tent. It's a real
and
big
that's
tent.
Good. And that's yeah. good. So given that, what is it about a tune that you hear? And you play a lot. I know you've done a lot of your own stuff, but you play a lot of covers.
Yes.
What is it about a tune that you hear that says, I'm going to do that only, I'm not doing it that way. I think if I do it this way. And how do you make it your own?
The lyrics for me are usually the story.
Really?
The story. Mm-hmm. And I get grabbed by that and I think, my gosh, that is something else. And I, when I started out playing, of course, I would put a larger belt on a turntable so you could slow the LP down and learn the licks and learn the... And now, most of the time, I just listen to the tune. It's something that's on my iPod or whatever, and I like it. And then I just sit down with the guitar, and I don't even figure it out with the listening to the recording. Because I'm going to put my thumbprint on it. I'm at that stage. I don't really have a musical career, but I'm at that stage in my life where it's going to come out. It's going to come out like
you can't call this a career,
right? It's going to come out like I'm doing it anyway. Yeah. So if you try to it's the difference between Monet or something like that and super realism in the art. Mm-hmm. There are people that are really good at that and spot on. And the older I get vocally, I want to have no affect on my voice because I can have some country twang or I can get a blues growl. Mm-hmm. But that's not really, I want the pure
So it sounds tone. Like you stay true to the story.
Yes.
But you let fly with the rest of it. Give us an example. Can you play something where you're...
Sure.
Probably anything you do is that, but so...
Sure. I had to...
Oh, Buck, he's got a cape on.
There's
really?
The capo.
Is that like a small chicken?
On the Roadhouse, we call those capons.
Capons. Yeah.
There's a long story behind that. Yeah. We won't even
Cheater.
Go into that.
So a good friend of mine, who's a musician down in the Twin Cities, was getting married. It didn't work out. He wanted me to learn this Willie Nelson tune. And so I picked up the CD, and there was another tune on there that absolutely knocked me out. And for me, there are mostly tunes about people in love, have fallen out of love, are about to fall in love. It seems to be a reoccurring theme, right? Even if it's Springsteen and automobiles, he's still talking about he loves his pink Cadillac or whatever. So I view a lot of the songs like that, but some of them... the extreme pathos, and I like some of the sad ones. And that's another thing, too. I was talking to Gordon Thorne about this the other day. You know, I know my musical station in life, who I play for and what I do. Luckily, I don't play a lot of dance joints. When I was playing a couple hundred nights a year or more, we were there to have people dance and drink mm-hmm. beer. Mm-hmm. And now I can approach the shows more like a concert in that I can pace it and I can play a waltz or something in 3-4 and then I can do a slow tune and then I can do a couple up tunes and I don't have to keep them dancing all night. So that I do like. But this is a Willie Nelson tune that not a lot of people know. And I say that because Bill Hansen hadn't heard it before. Bill has, he knows everything. Somebody pick up my pieces. ¶¶ Somebody pick up my pieces. I'm scattered everywhere. Put me back together. Put me way over there. Take me out of contention. I surrender my crown. Somebody pick up my pieces. It's just me coming down. Well, I sure thought I had her. Lord, I know she had me. But what I thought was heaven was just falling debris. Well, I may not be crazy. I got one hell of a start. Somebody pick up my pieces. I think I'm falling apart. Don't follow my footsteps. Step over my trail. For the road is too narrow. And your footing could fail. And the fall to the bottom could tear you apart. And they'll be picking up pieces of you and your heart. Step over my trail. For the road is too narrow. And your footing could fail. And the fall to the bottom could tear you apart. They'll be picking up pieces of you and your heart. And they'll be picking up pieces of you and your heart.
That is a great song.
Something else.
I've not heard that one
Sparse.
Ever before either.
That wonderful a, Willie Nelson. Now, he wrote that one, I think, in the late
song.
50s, early 60s.
Oh, really?
But, and then someone else had a little minor hit with it. And it was on a release of his called Teatro, which was from 99, 2002,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, great song, and nice job with it, too.
Well, thank
really
you.
A nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I can see what you mean. I don't see people rushing to the dance floor.
Exactly.
a revolver, maybe.
Right. Right.
One thing I was going to ask you, and I want. Hopefully, we got time to get at least one, maybe two more songs in. But do you change? You play a number of different venues up here, and I know you get onto the cities and play
right.
a little bit there. But you play a number of different venues up here, and I'm not asking you particularly what you do for each of them. But do you do something different depending on where you're playing.
Yes, because each venue, and it depends on the night as well. Sunday night in the Gunflint Tavern in the winter, people are on there drinking a hot toddy and kind of bundled up, and it's a little more sedate. And 4th of July on top of the Raven's Nest, the party is on and away we go.
Mm-hmm.
So it changes time of year as well. But also I've been playing some of the places for a number of years, and the only way I can describe it is a Rolodex up top. And I just start paging through things, and then certain venues pop things up to me, you know.
So you don't necessarily go in with a playlist or a song list this is what I'm doing, regardless of what happens.
No, right.
So
then I have some people I play with that will play in certain keys and not certain keys and certain feels. And so that informs what I do and what I pick from as well.
Let's do another one.
Okay.
Bump Blomberg on the Roadhouse, at the Roadhouse, in the Roadhouse.
Right here.
Right here.
Right here.
Right here. WTIP.
And you can still pledge. If you did not have a chance to become a member here this last pledge week.
387-9193.
And only for big pledges.
Yeah.
The others.
I'm going to do one that I made up my own, some River Run Dry. Well, I'll take a stand with trembling hands and follow your every lead. Said there ain't no man in this whole damn land that can give you what you need, and it won't be long, and it won't be long, no, it won't be long. When I go away, I just have to say, it's hard as hell sometimes, 'cause I know I'm bound to leave this town. I'm gone and that's my crime, and it won't be long, and it won't be long, no, it won't be long. That ain't no way to be. Well, you know I'm bound to leave this town. Yes, I just you wait and see. And it won't be long, and it won't be long, no, it won't be long. The river ain't high, in fact she's going dry. I'll fill her up with all I've bled. The size of the willow that cries is blue, it's turning red, and it won't be long, and it won't be long, no, it won't be long, and it won't be long, and it won't be long.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. You wrote that one.
Yes. Words and music.
It couldn't have worked out perfect, because that leads right into the next question that I had for you. And then we hope we can get one more, too. Have we got time enough for one more, Buck?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know,
All right.
Oh, yeah, so we got till 7, right?
I should mention we had a phone call.
Oh, yeah? Request?
And, well, it wasn't a request. It was just an acknowledgement. You know, we talked about the plethora of musicians that we have here now.
Yes.
And as you know, Bump, there's a lot of great musicians in this county.
Unbelievable.
In the 60s, there was one band playing music for most every venue in
oh, no
the area.
Kidding.
And you probably know it, Bump. No, of course you weren't around, but...
I started at Kerfoot's Cove in the early 70s when Big Jane was playing piano there.
That's pretty early.
I do
early.
Remember that, but I wasn't seeing Gary Croft and the rest of
it. It was the usual group with Gary Croft, Donnie and Ron Wilson, Gary Rindall, and Pat Flack.
Oh, no kidding.
They played all over the county, and they didn't have any competition like you have running around there. But, yeah, I grew up with that.
It really is amazing the number of musicians currently playing, and bands and groups and mixtures and the whole nine. For a county of this size, it's just...
Even when Mo and I started playing together in 99 quite a bit, Michael Monroe wasn't playing that much in Market, though he was living up here. And Joe Pollock and Don Bauer and John Gruber, and that was about the extent of it, I guess.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to tell you, you wrote that last tune, and I know you do write some of your stuff. How much in a normal acoustic concert, whatever a normal acoustic concert is, what's the relationship or the percentage?
My mix is probably just a few a night. Of originals. Like I told Jay Anderson last Saturday, my own songs don't make me cry. You know, and that's the truth, you know?
And well, you know, I heard Joan Baez in concert a few years ago. And of course, for many, many years, she was not only a great performer, but wrote prolifically.
Yes.
And she said, I don't do that anymore. She said, A, I don't ever want to work that hard again. And B, she said, there's just too many good people writing too many good songs.
Well, she was at the Headwaters getting all Dylan stuff before, still ink was drying, and she was getting those. Yeah.
And I think that's true. Sorry.
Oh, just sometime before we go off.
But you want to do it right now?
We could get out of the way. And
we need
Bump
to do some radio business.
You got
her. The time, yeah.
See, your Bump, your Bark.
Programming on WTIP is supported by over 900 North Shore Community Radio members and by Swanson Law Office of Grand Marais, located in the Grand Marais Professional Building on Highway 61, providing legal services to families and businesses in Cook County since 1973. An enthusiastic supporter of WTIP Community Radio. And by Todd Sylvester's Tile, Stone, and Mosaic Art, installing tile and creating custom mosaics in homes throughout Cook County, featuring hand-built showers and fireplaces, with more information available at 370-2684.
Sounds good. We have been thanking folks, and rightfully so, for their participation in the pledges in the just recently finished pledge drive, like today. And we don't ever want to forget how grateful we are to all of our corporate underwriters as well. What last tune? First of all, thank you so much for
thank
joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's always nice to be asked.
Let's run down quickly again this weekend for you. Where you're going to be
tonight with Jeff Cerniak as Dos Amigos at the Gunflint Tavern.
Starting at
9 p.m. Up on the Raven's Nest deck. Beautiful. Looks like a beautiful night for
gorgeous
us.
Evening.
Yes.
Perfect. Couldn't be better.
Tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m., out on the deck at Papa Charlie's. Another, overlooking the Poplar River Valley. Unbelievable.
And this
great.
One is you
solo,
acoustically?
Solo tomorrow.
Un amigo.
Yes. And then Sunday, 5 o'clock start at Devil Track Landing Music by the Lake series.
Cedar Plank Center.
Oh, man. It's another. I got the luckiest gigs ever, you know. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
yes,
somebody's going to say, "Will you play at the ACA? Are you serving food?"
Right. No. It's a wonder I don't cross the county line but once a year to play. Why? You know?
Why would you want to do it? What's the last one you're going to do?
I'm going to do a little Steve Stills medley that I pull out on my acoustic shows quite a bit. I'm in drop D.
I don't want to make you nervous, but when you say medley, we've got about 4.5 minutes.
You got it. It'll be a quick medley.
Thank you. 20 years ago, come into this life, the son of a woman and a man who lived in strife. He was tired of being poor, and he wasn't into selling door to door. And he worked like the devil to be more. Different kind of poverty, now upsets his soul. Night after sleepless night, well, I walked the floor and walked alone. Why am I so alone? Where is my woman? Can you bring her home? Have I driven her away? Is she gone? Comes the sunrise and I'm driven to my bed. See that it is empty and there's a devil's in my head. I embrace the many colored beast. I grow weary of the torment. Can there be no peace? And I end up just wishing that my life would simply cease.